lose yourself, the ultimate freedom. I wish to dive deep into the feeling of freedom. When one understands the limitation of attachment to this physical world and the ideas of the mind, true freedom can be experienced. One can act in a way just as they are, without any shackles. The validation of society and their own desires do not hold them back. While this freedom is potent and transformational, it is not the ultimate. I wish to explore ultimate freedom. Freedom from oneself. Van Gogh once said, "I put my heart and my soul into my work, and I have lost my mind in the process." He was not referring to his mental health. In this quote, although his mental health was one of his struggles, losing my mind represented losing one's ego. He was describing losing one's sense of self. By losing your sense of self, you have a chance to become nothing. Nothing is the place of ultimate capability. When you are nothing, stand for nothing, have no opinions, desires, thoughts, egos, beliefs, you have a chance to become one with your art. Nothing stands between you and what you do. You don't even do that thing. When you're nothing, you step back and observe how that art transforms you. Your body, speech, skills, vision, awareness evolve. From the outside, it may seem that you are totally devoted to the craft. This would be an incorrect statement. You are nothing but your art. You are nothing but your craft. You're not devoted to it. You have nothing, and now you have become your craft. When Eminem saying lose yourself, he wasn't referring not to being Eminem. He was describing being nothing but the moment. When something is done from being nothing, the universe flows through the body. A natural intuition takes over. It's a feeling of having unlimited energy. You naturally do the thing in the most optimal way. This is coming to the task as nothing and transforming into the matter at hand. In nothing, there is freedom. The outcome is irrelevant. There's a direction to the task, but the outcome is a natural byproduct. Muscle hypertrophy is a natural consequence of targeted muscle tension to failure in an anabolic environment. Speed is a natural adaptation when one rapidly engages their muscles in a coordinated fashion. Is there a place for objective measurement for an outcome? Absolutely. But chasing an outcome never works. Instead, the outcome goes where there is an environment that is amenable to it. The environment is not created. It blossoms when all the barriers are removed. The biggest barriers are the mind, ego, and beliefs. When one approaches a task with an empty slate, staring naked at the tasks at hand, the environment for which the desired outcome is attracted to is naturally experienced.